On the surface, all of the opportunities for making money with site-built homes are also available with mobile homes. In addition, with mobile homes, there's the opportunity to buy a lot and rent it out. These are the main opportunities for making money with mobile homes. First, renting out a mobile home or a lot or both. Purchasing and wholesaling used mobile homes to investors, or purchasing mobile homes and retailing them to end users. Let's take a look at these individually. Depending on the mobile home park, you might be able to purchase a lot for $8,000 to $16,000 for the purpose of leasing it to a mobile home owner. You might even be able to put your own mobile home on the lot and rent them both out. With a lot rental of $175 to $250 per month and another $200 monthly rental for a mobile home that you might only have paid, $6,000 to $8,000 for, the numbers can look very attractive. You could earn as much as 2% or more per month income on your investment. Because of the potential profit in flipping mobile homes, there is an active market of investors constantly looking to buy. For example, if you could locate a mobile home for sale in the $2,000 to $6,000 price range and tie it up with a purchase contract, you could easily sell it to an investor for a $1,000 to $2,000 profit. But purchasing and wholesaling mobile homes requires as much time and labor and money as buying them and selling them at retail to ultimate end users, and retailing is where the real money is made. It should come as no surprise that mobile homes are depreciating assets. Just like an automobile, a mobile home is the most valuable on the day it's sold as a new unit. After 10 to 15 years, though, the value of a mobile home will begin to stabilize, and you should focus your efforts on homes that are in this age range. Even when prices fall to the $6,000 to $10,000 range, mobile homes are not easy to sell. The buying market for units at this price is made up of people who often can't pay cash, and they don't have the credit or job security that's required for financing. Therefore, it isn't uncommon for a person or an estate to become almost desperate in their attempt to unload the home. These are flexible sellers in the extreme. Not only are they not able to sell the mobile home, they're responsible for a monthly lot rental of $200 or more in the meantime. I have heard of mobile homes selling for $2,000 when the homes were literally worth $7,000 to $8,000. Sometimes an owner is even upside down, as they say in the automobile business. That is, they owe more on the home than they're actually receiving from its sale, and they leave the closing table with cash out of pocket. This kind of a discount is almost unheard of in site-built housing. Therein lies the opportunity for investors to buy mobile homes for cash at discounted rates and then sell them for a $500 to $1,000 down payment and taking back a mortgage for the balance. When you're searching for mobile homes, you should stay away from the multi-sectional or double-wide units. They're generally out of your price range, and the cost is even higher if they have to be moved. Also, they don't fall within the price range of the largest number of people who are looking for used mobile homes. You should also avoid single-wide units that are less than 12 feet wide. They're unattractive from a size standpoint. Plus, most 10-foot-wide homes were manufactured in the 1960s. They're old and frequently manufactured without the quality controls and code compliances of later years. So here's what you concentrate on. Mobile homes that are 12 by 65, 14 by 65, or 14 by 70. Also, just like site-built homes, three-bedroom mobile homes are much more saleable than two-bedroom homes. Rental mobile homes, and even rental lots to a degree, put you very much in the landlord business with potentially more management headaches than you would experience in site-built rental management. Nonetheless, the investment returns from mobile home rentals can be large enough to make the potential inconveniences worthwhile.